This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kofi Annan, one of the world's most celebrated diplomats and a charismatic symbol of the United Nations who rose through its ranks to become the first black African Secretary General, has died at the age of 80. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
His foundation announced his death in Switzerland's capital Bern in a tweet saying he died after a short unspecified illness. It did not give details and remembered the Nobel Peace Prize winner as radiating genuine kindness, warmth and brilliance in all he did. Annan spent virtually his entire career as an administrator in the United Nations. His aristocratic style, cool-tempered elegance and political savvy helped guide his ascent to become its seventh Secretary General and the first hired from within. He served two terms. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Imran Khan has been sworn in as Pakistan's prime minister. The 65-year-old captured 176 of the 272 ballots in the lower house of parliament. Hundreds are dead in India's Kerala state, and hundreds of thousands are forced from their homes in the latest flood, as the total displaced for this monsoon season hits 2 million people, Matthew LaRotunda reports.
A makeshift bridge shows a desperate situation in India. More rains coming down this weekend on floods that have killed hundreds. And there's fears that even when the rain stops, waterborne illnesses will add to the death toll. These are fishermen trying to get the elderly and vulnerable into their boats. It's taking place in the state of Kerala, the worst flooding for that region in over a century.
As Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. According to a CNN report, munitions experts say a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children, killing 51 people, including 40 children.